You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. You may not have noticed in the wall-to-wall coverage of the financial bailout and the hearings on Capitol Hill yesterday, but the mayor of Galveston was pleading with the federal government yesterday for more help in dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Ike. Residents are only being allowed to return to Galveston today. And indeed, the mayor, in pleading with the federal government, evoked both the worst disaster, weather-related disaster in the United States, the 1900 hurricane, which devastated and killed thousands in Galveston, and also even raised the question, should Galveston even be rebuilt? Well, joining us now is Paul Pendergraft, who's a senior producer for news and public affairs at KUHF, our member station in Houston, Texas. Paul, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, John. How are you, sir?
I'm doing quite a bit better than you. I understand you don't have power even to this point, but let's talk about the people of Galveston. I mean, for many, there's not going to be a home to return to. Describe where that community is at this point, really many, many days after Hurricane Ike.
Well, it's day 12, and you're right. Galveston is a different place than it was 12 days ago. They're just today, and well, in about 45 minutes, I guess maybe 30 now. It's about 6 o'clock local time. They'll be allowing all the residents who evacuated to go back and start the recovery process. And they've been chomping at the bits, as you might imagine, to get back on the island. But because of health reasons and just the sheer overpowering of the utility system, there's still no water, still no power. There's no utilities available on the island, so there's a real health concern for those that are being allowed back. They're being asked to bring rubber gloves, face masks, and personal first aid kits because there's virtually no health care available on the island right now.
And the potential for serious injury remains because there are debris piles everywhere. In fact, the most that authorities have been able to do right now, aside from some rudimentary repairs, is bulldoze debris into piles so that there are streets and actually ways of getting around.
That's exactly right. There's tons of debris, and that's one of the things that people are going to be shocked by is that the town that they left just will not be recognizable. And a lot of the buildings right there along the edge of the water that people left knowing were there, they're going to come back, and those buildings are gone. Now, the further inland on the island you get, the houses are standing, but almost all of them sustained water damage. So people who had houses and apartments in the central area of Galveston will return to a home, but it will have had 4 or 5 or more feet of water in it with who knows what in that water. So it's a real disaster still.
So, Paul, it's really a go and look and see at the devastation to see what is left for what you own, because it sounds like people really can't physically stay there.
Right. They're referring to it as a look and leave policy. They want you to be able to come back and start gathering up your personal items, photographs, insurance papers if they're available, whatever you think you can gather, and begin your own individual cleanup process. But you're not allowed to stay. Like I say, there's no running water. They ask you to bring your own drinking water, but obviously there's no sanitary sewer. There's no electricity. So there's really no – life cannot be sustained on this island as we speak today, and it won't be for a while.
Well, Paul, I imagine it will be cathartic for residents to take their digital cameras and their rubber gloves and head back to see what the devastation is, but it's got to be heartbreaking. I mean, to hear the mayor yesterday ask the question, should Galveston be rebuilt? I mean, are residents feeling a bit abandoned by the federal government and maybe forgotten by the rest of America as we focus on bailouts and other kinds of headlines?
Well, there's an element of that for sure. We were a little surprised that Mayor Thomas even broached that question. It was one of those things where we kind of looked at, did she say that? Did that really happen?
Wow.
But, you know, the fact is that Galveston has survived these events over the years. It will be rebuilt. And there's a real, you know, there's an element of hope that lives in this darkness down here. People do recognize that there's a lot to be done. And, you know, with the news of the bailouts in the billions, there is an element of like, hey, what about us? But, you know, there's an independent streak as well. This city is going to be rebuilt. It's going to be better than it was. There's no question that people are going to come back. Life is going to return to what can be identified as normal at some point. And sadly, in another period of time, another storm will come visit us. So there's a cycle, a circle of life that we have to live with.
Well, you mentioned the billion-dollar estimates of repairs. Remember back when a billion seemed like a large number, Paul? Remember those days? When are you going to get your first look down there, Paul?
Well, we had some people there. They've allowed the media on the island, and I have friends who live on the West End, and they've been able to go by boat, actually. They took a boat ride across the bay, and they've taken some surveys. So probably within the next week, everybody who has property on the island will have had a chance to survey it. And you mentioned it earlier, John. There is a cathartic need to just experience it firsthand. You can be told the damage. You can see the photographs. But until you touch it and smell it and wade through it and start cleaning it up yourself, it really doesn't, that's not personal.
Well, Paul, we're glad to have your voice telling that story to us. Paul Pendergraf, Senior Producer for News and Public Affairs at KUHF in Houston, Texas. Good luck, Paul. Take care.
John.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.